The genealogy of Johann Bernhard Bach is far too complex for early on a Tuesday morning. Suffice to say, he was the second cousin of Johann Sebastian Bach. They shared the same great-grandfather. He was born a year earlier than Johann Sebastian Bach and died a year earlier. The two composers had a lifelong friendship, becoming godfather to one of each other's sons. Johann Bernhard was born in Erfurt and went on to work at Magdeburg. In 1703 he was engaged as harpsichordist in the orchestra at Eisenach, where he remained for the rest of his life. It was an excellent position, as the court of Eisenach was sophisticated under the rulership of the cultured duke Johann Wilhelm von Sachsen-Eisenach. J.B. Bach was a colleague of Telemann for 4 years. The two composers shared an interest in the mixed taste so popular in German music at the time, which reflected the influence of the French and Italian styles. They also enjoyed composing for the excellent orchestra. Telemann wrote fondly of his time at Eisenach, saying, "I have to praise this orchestra, arranged for the most part according to the French style, for it surpassed the most famous Parisian opera orchestra." Very little of J.B. Bach's music survives, but fortunately the 4 orchestral suites do. They were the core repertoire of J.S. Bach and his Collegium Musicum in Leipzig, and Bach had copied them out in his own hand. I've chosen to end with the 3rd caprice from the D major suite. It starts with a joyous dotted theme with ascending scale passages, then unexpectedly breaks into a polyphonic section, all very French in style. J.B. Bach's 3rd caprice, the last movement of his D major suite, is played here by Ewald Dehemir and the Bach Concentus. Was J.B. Bach's 3rd caprice from his D major suite, played by Ewald Dehemir and the Bach Concentus. To hear this again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.